This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg says it continues making progress in preventing lead from entering drinking water. A news report in 2016 placed the city's water supply under a microscope. The report said water samples taken the previous year had higher lead levels than what the federal government considered safe. Public Works Director Wayne Carl says the city recently tested the water from 30 homes with lead service lines. The service lines connect homes to the city's lines. He says an unsafe level of lead is considered 15 parts per billion.
And our highest value this year was 7.4, and the previous year was 13. So we're making headway.
Carl says the city is seeing improvements for a couple reasons. He says one occurred in 2016 when the city changed the amount of an additive used in drinking water.
We ended up putting a lot more orthophosphate corrosion inhibitor product in our water to help coat the lines better. We've always put corrosion inhibitor in the line, but it needed to be increased from what it was before. So we've increased that level.
Carl says the city is also replacing lead service lines. He says the city has already spent a $4 million forgivable loan it received from the state to replace more than 1,000 home connections. He says another 500 connections are being replaced this year thanks to another $2 million forgivable loan.
After this year's project, we estimate we'll still have about 1,500 active lead service lines. And these are privately owned by the residents, but we're able to use the grant dollars to replace these lines all the way into their home to their meter.
Carl says Galesburg will apply for additional state funding to replace the remaining 1,500 lines. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.